Lesserson had been relaxing the more the Minyavish spoke. Even if the evidence of which he spoke was real, exposure of his role wouldn't harm him. It might even boost his popularity in certain quarters, which meant expanding his influence. That stiff-necked Jagged Fell would certainly approve. But now, he tensed, ever so slightly. "Do go on," he urged.
"You didn't do it to free slaves. You did it because you knew it would cause upheaval at a time when the Galactic Alliance, particularly the Chief of State, was in no real position to handle it properly. You knew how Admiral Dalla would react, and you knew what that kind of reaction would do to her popularity rating."
It was as if the Minyavish had had a prime seat at the table the other day.
"You spoke of cohorts."
The ugly smile grew.
"Senators Voss Bramson of Coruscant and Haydnet Treen of Kuat. I'm certain there are others, but I think that's enough to prove my point. I'm sure that they might be willing to listen to me if you are not."
This was bad. This was quite bad.
"Did your government send you?"
"No,"
he said.
"They would never stoop to begging. But if I presented them with a deal already worked out, they would take it. They would have to."
Again, the chuckle.
"And I would be the savior of my people."
Lesserson gave him a slow, dark smile.
"So, you're acting alone. What's to stop me from killing you right now?"
"I have cohorts of my own," Maelor replied. "If I do not meet with them in an hour, they have orders to approach Bramson and Treen with the same deal I'm making you. And they too will tell others. So you'll cooperate."
"You know,"
said Lesserson languidly, tilting his head to the side and frowning as if in consideration,
"I don't think I will."
He pushed a button on the arm of the chair. A droid entered immediately, but it wasn't the amiable E-3PO. This was a gray skeleton, glowing red eyes staring out of its metallic skull, its mouth yawning open as it lifted its right arm. Integrated into the limb was a blaster cannon, and it was pointed straight at Maelor's midsection, a broad target indeed. The Minyavish's horrified reaction was quite gratifying. He shrank back against the chair, his eyes enormous as he stared at the sinister-looking YVH and the even more sinister weapon.
"Now, you wouldn't kill me!"
Lesserson nodded to the YVH. The droid fired, and the Minyavish sprawled in the chair, limbs akimbo, head lolling. Lesserson rose, lifting a hand to instruct the droid to lower its weapon, and stood staring down at the limp form.
"No," he said. "I wouldn't. Not yet, at least. Not until I know everything that you do."